Kevin's going to pick the QB. You ready for Kirk Cousins?
You think that solidifies it?
All I'm doing is...
I think most people, if you were to ask most fans, hey, if Kevin Stefanski got to pick his next quarterback, who do you think would be number one?
They'd say Kirk.
I think he probably would be, right?
They'd say Kirk to start, and you gotta draft a kid. You got to draft a kid somewhere. Maybe that takes us... If it's Kevin, then maybe we're farting into the wind about these top two QBs. Maybe they will trade down. If what Jason's saying and Kevin is going to be instrumental in picking the next quarterback, I said this whole time that I do think that if you're looking at the two quarterbacks, Shador Sanders does fit more of what Kevin Stefanski would want to do. I say fits more. It's not a perfect fit. But if you look at Kirk Cousins, mid to late 30s, drop back, can go under center, bootleg, play action. It's Kirk Cousins. It's leftover pot roast time, guys. All we're waiting on is for them to make some sort of either a deal to get rid of him or a deal for... Because you're not going to just take on that salary, obviously. I don't think you can. Who the hell knows? Anytime anything seems to be prohibited because of the cap, we seem to find a way out of this.
So
speaking of money, we're going to get to something guaranteed coming up here momentarily. But
Kirk
go ahead.
Cousins. How confident would you be that Kirk Cousins would save not only his job, but Andrew Berry's job?
20%, 25%. I'll give you a quarter. I'll give you a quarter.
I'm not sure, and you're going to have to trade for him at this moment, right?
Right now, yes.
Right now, people think that there's a big bluff to be called here.
I think it's a bluff.
He's also going to be 37 when the season starts.
It's just a year younger than me.
Well, hell, let's have you be quarterback then.
I still got some tread on the tires.
You waddle out there and be a quarterback.
I might have just as good a chance as Kirk Cousins would for some people right now.
After watching Kirk Cousins the last 6 weeks of the football season, I'd much rather see you do it. And I really liked Kirk Cousins at one point.
So
I like pot roast.
From what Jason just said, break out the pot roast to thaw. And we're going to draft somebody. And I have to imagine it's not going to be one of the two top quarterbacks. Am I wrong? Who's the closest one to a Stefanski skill set in this draft? Oh, it's going to be Jackson Dart. It's going to be Jackson Dart later on.
I have heard people say Jackson Dart.
All you Jackson Dart people, you're going to get what you want.
Where would he get drafted?
If it's Kevin, you're going to get what
you
want. That
wouldn't be the first pick of the second round, would it be?
At 33? Wow,
They couldn't even wait. That'd be too big of a gamble. They'd have to trade up into the first round.
Do you feel better or Do you feel better or worse if Kevin is more involved there? I can't believe it took us 5 years to get to this level of power.
Honestly, Kenny, I feel like he always should have been involved, and maybe he was. We'll never know officially on this until these guys are out of a job. We will never, and then I don't even know if we'll know, because Kevin Stefanski will get hired somewhere else to be an OC for a year, or maybe he takes a year off football and then figures it out. But I don't think we're going to find out anything about this. These guys are young. They want to work in the NFL. They don't want to spill the beans.
216-474-0092. Yeah, I understand that. But like when I hear that from Jason, what is your level of confidence? You didn't give me a percentage. What's your percentage?
That he's going to be able to
get us out of this mess. Yeah. Or at least start the process of getting us out of this
mess.
Coming
off another injury, and then that he'd have to stay healthy, so we would need him the whole year, which would seem to be a tall task at this stage. For how old is Kirk Cousins going to be
37.
This year?
37.
He's going to be 37 years old. You said 20%?
37. What?
I might go a little higher, because I do think if Kirk Cousins just stays healthy, they can win in the neighborhood of 8 games. And I think eight games would save their
job. That keeps his job. Because I fought with you a little bit about the Steelers thing. Like, we argued whether or not, I'm not trying to get too off track here, but it's like, give me a start where I'm at least close to the playoffs, and then I can build from there. I don't like to go from the bottom. The bottom, it's just so much. And if you take a young guy, then it's like, well, you got to put him with a bad team. It's just a bad situation. And we've been there millions of times, and it's never worked, and I don't know why we always want to keep going back to it, but whatever. If I get back, if you kept him after 3-14, you're not going to keep him after they go 8-9? That's a 5-win difference. So Kirk Cousins is going to come in here, and you're going to try to take care of him, and he would try to take care of the football, so you're trying to eliminate turnovers. I imagine, don't quote me on it, but I imagine that the false.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Starts. The illegal shifts, illegal motions, the offensive offsides. Maybe that would be corrected because at least you know what you're doing at that point, because guys didn't know what they were doing. I mean, you're getting illegal motions and stuff in week 15. I mean, what the hell are you doing? Unless you got tight ends that are coming in off the practice squad because you have so many injuries, then maybe that's a little bit more understandable. But that's a great big fat excuse. You kind of got to know what you're doing. And if you don't, that means you don't have an identity, which means you either don't have the type of horses that you need or not well coached. Well, I think it was the same thing with both the Browns situation last year. So you're going to bring Kirk Cousins to start off this year. You'll probably draft a kid who's more in the Kevin Stefanski realm. Wouldn't Jackson Dart make a lot of sense for people in the Kevin Stefanski realm? Get ready for it. Done. Well, you don't have to worry about the draft anymore. 216-474-0092.
Well, let's move on to other stuff
then. Yeah. Cavs are doing well. We'll get to them coming up here in a bit. Let me get to John and Wadsworth first. You're first up on the Fan. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
Not terrible, my friend. Go right on ahead.
I mean, this whole Stefanski finally getting power thing, isn't this kind of like the logical next, if not last step? I mean, they haven't given him power. It's gone south, you know, more than it's gone north. And, you know, at this point, he's probably like, look, you made me fire Alex Van Pelt. You know, the offense was humming, even with Flacco. You know, my system has proven to work. You took it away from me. Let me run the show now. Let me do it my way. And they're probably like, look, yeah.
Well, you're right. You're right. John, stay with me. Because, like, I said a couple of weeks to Lima, this was before Christmas, like, I hope this is Kevin Stefanski's opportunity to consolidate power. You remember that tone? I think that Keith posted it up online. Like, this is his chance to consolidate it. I don't like that it had to take five seasons to get there. Why did it take five seasons to get there? If he's the one that we can trust, why did we have to take that long? If they knew in the summertime, if they met, and again, the story, which is ridiculous, that Deshaun Watson met with him and saw the offense and just had to be a part of it. Oh, I think he saw the money and had to go ahead and get part of that, which, again, I'm not going to blame the guy for taking a bunch of money. But my God, this is a non-fit. From the very beginning, it's a non-fit. And because of the last five seasons, now I have to blame Kevin Stefanski for things that he may have a viable excuse that he wasn't responsible for as the head coach of an NFL football team. I mean, that's asinine.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that. You know, and in Jason's article where he says, you know, that he wasn't calling out Deshaun, and so that's a problem. You know, that, I mean, if I'm veteran players, I'm going, this guy's got 230 million reasons why we should be calling him out, you know. But, you know, in terms of why it's taken this long for Stefanski to have this power, I mean, we know that, you know, Haslam, he's getting better, but he's been a meddlesome owner. You know, he hasn't been one of those completely hands-off, you know, Rooney kind of guys where he's like, yeah, I'll trust my football people to do things. So he's meddling in things, and I think now it's finally like, you know, Stefanski probably behind the scenes went, look, damn it, let me do it my way, and I'll show you that I can make this work. And they're finally like, all right, well, nothing else has worked. What the hell? So
how can they say what the hell to a guy that they've employed to be the head coach of the football team? John, thank you very much for the call. Like that whole thing bothers me. Now you're just going to give him power. I mean, we've seen in the league, head coaches have had more and more power. There was a time where, yeah, the general managers made the decision. It was just your job to go out there and do it. Now we've looked around the league. There's a lot of head coaches who are in a lot of ways de facto general manager of their football teams. They just have another guy who is helping them make the decisions and bringing in players.
But you got to remember, for any of the people that are annoyed that we'd even be talking about Stefanski getting more power after 3-14, who is supposed to get more power? And if you're saying nobody's supposed to get more power, then are you supporting all along just running it back with this coach, with this GM, with this setup? Then, okay, that's fine, but that's not like the accountability I think some people are looking for.
I'm surprised it took 5 years, and it feels like there's a tug and pull of ideas there instead of trying to go down a streamline. They call each other thought partners, but when I'm hearing that from Jason, it seems that we're leapfrogging from one person having more power and more say-so than to the other. So we're not learning anything over the last 5 seasons. I don't like that. That doesn't make me feel confident or comfortable in their situation. And now we're possibly going to bring in a kid later on in the draft, because this just tells me that more than likely they may, which is maybe what everybody wants, they may trade down. They may trade down and just take Jackson Dart and bring in Kirk Cousins and off we go. But my God, it doesn't make me feel better going, okay, well, what are we going to do in week 3 if this isn't working out? Then who gets the power? Then who are we listening to? Are we just jumping around?